Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Half a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, December 12th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Birthdays. Frank Sinatra, born on this day in 1950.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Actor Edward G. Robinson, famous movie tough guy, born on this day in 1893.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
TV host Bob Barker is 90 today. Barker retired from The Price is Right in 2007.
Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your home for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
And Dionne Warwick is 73 today. On this day in history, in 1901, Guglielmo Marconi sends the first transatlantic radio transmission, as Walter Cronkite narrates.
Marconi's new technology was made practical most notably at sea. Ships equipped with a wireless telegraph room now had an immediate link to shore from the farthest reaches of the globe.
Number one on the charts in 1968, Motown's Marvin Gaye, and I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
It took me by surprise.
On the KETR events calendar, you're invited to the First Baptist Church in Commerce for a free community Christmas dinner from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Sunday evening. The dinner will be held at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall and will feature ham, sweet potatoes, green beans, rolls, desserts, and drinks. It's all free. And if you need a home delivery, call the church office at 903-886-3189. 903-886-3189. 886-3189. It's the First Baptist Church Community Christmas Dinner, 5:30 to 7, Sunday evening. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby.
Yes, thank you for having me today.
And good morning. Well, today we're going to talk about the Early Childhood Intervention Program, and that is a program for kids under three. Just tell me about the program in general.
Sure. It's for children ages three and under to their third birthday. Once they get to the third birthday, they graduate to the Head Start program, which is through the schools. But it's a program that helps children in their natural environment conquer some of their learning delays or disabilities.
Mm-hmm. And what you refer to them as is developmental delays. That's the term?
Yes, I believe that's the term for it. Mm-hmm. And that just some opportunities that children have. If most parents recognize that their children aren't acting the way they're supposed to act, and you would consult with your pediatrician at that point, but your pediatrician can refer you for testing, and the testing is free of charge through ECI.
Tell me what sort of developmental delays that you experience.
Well, I did a little research online, and at certain ages, 3 months, 6 months, there are things your children do naturally. Now, obviously, each child is unique, and some children may be quicker or slower to those certain milestones, but 1 in 10 have a developmental delay that they need to have services to help them become more capable in society, if you will. Some of those milestones, at up to 3 months, they should be able to raise their head slightly. Then at 6 months, they should actually be able to sit with minimal support, things like that.
Mm-hmm. How many families, how many children participating in this program in Hunt County?
In Hunt County, there are 130 families that have the services of early childhood intervention in their homes, in their natural environment, to help them become more capable of learning.
Now, I wanted to bring that up. You don't have the children in a classroom or some setting that is unfamiliar to them. The work with them is done in their home or in a daycare center where they're familiar or wherever they are comfortable.
Exactly. It's all about them being comfortable, and that helps them learn more, learn better. I was introduced to a family who has a child in ECI, and the young person has sight impaired. She doesn't see at all. And the family recommended that we come into the home and not say anything until we were introduced to the young person. And she was less than 2 years old. And the mom brought her over and said, this is so-and-so, and we were going to introduce you to her. And then she allowed us to speak. It was really neat that what they're teaching them, how to adapt.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby. We're talking with her about the Early Childhood Intervention Program. The earlier you get to these children, the earlier that you work with them, the better, correct?
Absolutely. And I was doing a little more research on this as well. In the context of the family and getting help, it actually helps prevent child abuse. It also improves parenting skills, strengthens family, and improves the child's developmental, social, and educational gains.
Mm. Did you say that you're seeing more kids participate in this or more families being involved in it recently?
I think there are more families that are recognizing the signs of developmental delay, and there is less of a stigma than there used to be with developmental issues, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, this program is what I would call kind of a quasi-governmental program. It gets some governmental support, but for the most part, the support is coming from organizations like the United Way.
Organizations like the United Way, individuals, the families. There is a sliding scale pay. If the families can't afford the full price of the services, they do have a sliding scale. But yes, there is some government funding. It's a part of DARS, which is the Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services. Say that three times fast.
Right. Who are the folks that work with these children? And who do they work for? What's the nature of their training and their preparation?
Early Childhood Intervention employs licensed, credentialed, and registered professionals that include physical, speech, and occupational therapists. They have registered dietitians, they have social workers, and early intervention specialists.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're right in the middle of your annual fundraising campaign.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
So, obviously, someone that would like to help with this program, the way to do that is to contribute to the United Way.
Absolutely. We've already set our funding for next year, and ECI is one of the agencies that will be funded. So if you have the opportunity to give through your employer, that would be wonderful. $2 a day or $2 a pay period makes a big difference. And you won't miss it, I promise. But you can also write a check to the United Way. You can go online to our website, which is unitedwayofhuntcounty.org, and donate there as well.
Frances Dalby, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.